Mm-mm. I've never heard that either.
Mm-mm.
Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say that you're going to do to him?
Spay him, castrate him.
Yes. Would you use that same term for a horse or a calf or a tomcat? Same word?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What is the noise made by a calf when it is being
moo.
The calf began to what?
Moo.
What is the gentle noise like that calf began to calf?
Moo. That's moo, I guess.
Yeah, the other.
The other was
blade.
Blade, uh-huh. Yeah.
What is the general noise of a horse that goes
carefully? I wasn't so long. Can't think.
Whinny?
Huh? Whinny. That's right, whinny. Oh, yeah.
Okay, you've got some horses, mules, cows, and so forth. Now, when they're getting hungry, you would have to go out and do what?
Go out to the barn and feed them. Bob could always tell by the sound they make from the house to the barn, you know, when they were hungry or what they needed,
that's
you know.
That's somebody who really knows animals.
Yes,
he
of
really
course,
needs.
You got to know your animals. And
I mean, to know them well.
Talk to them and so forth.
If you're going to feed the hens, turkeys, geese, and so forth, do you have any one name for all of them? You're now going out to feed the what? Any you have any name for all those together, the chickens, turkeys, and geese?
You wouldn't say poultry.
Yeah, you might.
Shouldn't it?
Or the fowl.
Fowls, fowls. That's right, they are all fowls. I hadn't thought of that.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a what?
Setting hen.
Yes. Okay, the place where they live
is a
chickens is called a what?
Chicken house, poultry house.
There's another name for that that I
what?
The chicken coop.
Chicken coop. Oh,
yeah.
But that's not where they live. That's where you just put them.
Okay, is that where they just go for?
A chicken coop is where you coop them up. You know, get them out of there, get them ready to be killed or something. You know, because that is supposed to be just a small place, of course, but a large one would be a chicken house. You see, how fast where all the chickens are.
You're right.
Usually.
Okay, when you eat one of these things after you kill them, what is the part that the children like to have so they can pull it apart?
Drum. Oh, the drum. That's
see the longest end.
That's the pulley bone.
Yes.
I think children know the one the drumstick.
Oh yeah, but they do. But the one they like to pull apart.
Oh yeah, to make a wish. Yeah. Wishbone.
What do you call the inside parts of the chicken?
They are. They have a certain name.
Inside part of the pig or calf that you eat? Same name maybe for the inside part of the pig or calf that you eat? Now I have a name for that. I wouldn't have had one for the chicken.
What are they?
Chitlins. Chitlins.
Chitlins would be only for pigs inside.
Yeah, that's what. That's
but that would be for the entrails. But for the chickens would be what?
I don't have a name for that.
Well, let me see. I'll tell you a name.